you guys approach those Thursdays, Jensen? Because you knew normally you're going to be on the move somewhere a lot of times here, going to city to city. Are Thursday day baseball games a different feel from the rigmarole of 162?
Just depends on where you are. If you're leaving from home to start a big road trip, if you're going to a great city with good food, you're excited to get the hell out of Dodge so that you can enjoy some time with the boys on the road here. That's where I'm going to look for a couple of different spots so far. And I think that the opportune spaces will be, even with your Mets and Phillies, I do like an alternate total over 9 today. And I know that when we look at where the Mets come off pacing the Cincinnati Reds, a nice little spot for them to, you know, kind of get the bats going a little bit. Cincinnati has just been a real tough spot for them. Philadelphia is 19-15-1 to the over as a home favorite. And I think when you look at where they are today, looking at the pitching matchup, this is going to be one that you want to attack. With Aaron Nola on the mound, who has been batting practice in a lot of regards, so has Sean Manaea in certain spurts. That's at 6:40 p.m. Eastern time, Citizens Bank. It's starting to get hot. The ball is starting to travel. So that's an over alternate total over 9. I found at Novig at minus $1.28. Also going to go back to the well. We tried to take a shot on my Guardians for a short road dog. That is not really good. One of the worst starts for Gavin Williams all year, and the Brewers just keep being a buzzsaw. Shane Drouin's going to get the ball there for Milwaukee in the series finale. Great day game spot to tackle and get after Parker Messick. Again, a home favorite has been a really advantageous spot for the Milwaukee Brewers. They're 17-10 straight up, and now looking at where this Guardians offense is without Jose Ramirez in the lineup, I think runs are going to be at a premium for them moving forward for the next several weeks. So let's not get in the way of how good Milwaukee's been playing. We're going to play them on the money line, minus $1.41. I found that at Novik. Not too bad of a price there at Circuit, minus $1.43. So just a couple of cents off. Shop around again for the best price. Other spots to look at here for Daily Diamond, Dave, as we kind of bring up where some of these other day game opportunities are. You know, Toronto and Boston, and I know Greg Peterson has targeted Treya Savage and Sonny Gray. I don't have a great feel as far as the money line, but it almost feels like if you're going to win a game, this is where Boston would have to stand up. So the Red Sox, a short home price here as a home favorite, minus $1.18, $1.22 there at Circa. That's where I would lean, to be honest, Dave. Maybe it over, but thought that would happen yesterday. Not even close, with only 3 runs. So side would favor, to me, Sonny Gray and the Red Sox. They got to get going here, man. Sam Kennedy said that they are going to be in this next week or two window of figuring out whether they're buyers or sellers. I mean, right now they're sellers to me at the trade deadline. I know we still got a month and change to go, but they better get to winning here because their upcoming schedule is pretty brutal.
To that end, you know, you look at Brian Wu back in the bump here for Seattle against Baltimore, and Baltimore, I think, is another team in that same category here with the Bostons and the Torontos as far as are they going to make some sort of pushes to be relevant in the second half of the year. Seattle, I almost feel like there's no urgency, Jensen, because of the division they're playing in. They're only a game above 500, and yet they've got a game and a half lead in the division. Where are you on them? I know you like this team, but can they sleepwalk? Now you get Kyle Raleigh back. Can they sleepwalk for the better part of the first half of the year and still be exactly where they want to be in the second half?
I think they've had a decent amount of injuries to overcome. And Raleigh, obviously, with the real tough start, even with him being healthy and then going on the IL, they've actually tread water pretty well. 38-37, game and a half ahead of the Athletics entering play today. Here's the upcoming spot here for the Mariners. They finish the series against the Orioles, then they get those Red Sox coming in. If you don't know the alteration they've done to the pitching staff, they're going to have each starter piggyback or be part of a piggyback situation at least once their next handful of times through the rotation. It's going to start tomorrow, where Bryce Miller is going to go about 75, maybe 80 pitches, and then Luis Castillo is going to come in and piggyback him there. They can do that, Dave, because they have the off days set up here moving forward. And the idea is They won't say it out loud. Emerson Hancock has been really good. Luis Castillo has been awful. And so they're trying to respect the veteran nature that Castillo has been a huge part of this team. And they don't want to, you know, have to make a really tough decision that would upset the clubhouse. So here's how they're going to do it. Ooh. They're going to piggyback. Each guy is going to get one of these piggyback spots, whether they're starting or whether they're coming in from the bullpen. It's also going to help save their bullpen a little bit. And then with the off days moved in, they're able to kind of keep from skipping someone in the rotation so they can keep everyone stretched out, which is great news for their longevity. But their upcoming schedule, Dave, looks pretty good. They get the lowly Red Sox coming out to the Pacific Northwest to finish the homestand. They'll come east to take on the Pirates, be a good series. Then they get the Guardians in Cleveland, and they have been really, really solid in Cleveland the last handful of years. So this may end up working out really well. They just have to continue to weather what has been an injury bug. It feels like everybody in their starting lineup of the big boys has been injured. Randy Rosarena just went down with a hamstring issue. You just get Cal Raleigh back. Luke Raley has been banged up the last couple of days, as has Josh Naylor. But with all of that, Dave, they've ascended to the top of the American League West. Imagine once they get healthy, they're going to be absolutely able to run roughshod, I think, through this American League West.
That's fascinating, this concept of the piggyback. And you know this as a pitcher, the whispers that go through clubhouses sometimes, when you see this, and you mentioned that trying to respect almost the dignity of what he means to that clubhouse and that team, is this something that guys do talk about? And they go, like, this change? Or do they kind of go, all right, let's go get him. This is the plan. Hopefully this gets him back on track in this new role. Like, is there a dynamic there, or you kind of proceed with kid gloves here?
There wasn't buy-in when they did this before because the communication part of it was brutal. They kind of caught some guys by surprise. So now, Dave, the report is that it is a unanimous buy-in. Now, we'll see how that plays out because, again, as I told you, they're not going to say it out loud. A lot of this is predicated on Luis Castillo has been really, really bad. They don't want to upset the apple cart. Emerson Hancock's been really good. You can't send him down because of how good he's been for you. So all that being said, Seattle was my pick to win the American League at the beginning of the year at 5-1. I think right now they're down to plus 360. I have not wavered in what I feel. It's between them and the Yankees right now. And then I feel like it is a chasm of differential between the next contenders because of how subpar the American League has been overall.
Very quickly, Yankees against the Sox today look pretty good here in this kind of post-Aaron Judge era. We'll see when the big guy can come back. You got to be really impressed with the tickets that you have that the Yankees have not only held water, they're playing pretty good baseball without the big fella.
Brother, this is one of those spots where if the Yankees continue to do what they're doing, you are getting as blockbuster a trade, if you will, when Aaron Judge comes back and they have all the pitching resources. They're in great shape right now, no question about it.
When we come back here, Jensen, I'm going to talk a little bit of some World Cup soccer. With great having Brad Thomas on the program last week. I'm going to have him on again today to kind of get his assessment of where we stand. Well, certainly one day away from the second match for Team USA on the pitch tomorrow against Australia. That's next right here on VSiN by the Books.